The Daily Dose for November 30th, from Daniel chapter 7. Bad dream? Who better to receive such a vision of the end of empires than Daniel? He had endured the rise and fall of nations and empires, both from the outside and the inside. Daniel had been there when the Holy Land of Israel was destroyed, his people deported, the dreams and promises of the people of God seemingly vanishing with the stamp of Nebuchadnezzar's boot. As Daniel saw this vision, Babylon was on the brink of destruction, another world power to be ground into the dust of oblivion. Yet Daniel endured and even prospered through threats to his life and the changing of rulers. Reading between the lines of Daniel, I would guess that Daniel was rather sick to heart with the course of the world he lived in. Many people come to the end of their days with the sense of, "How much longer, O Lord?" Thankfully, God chose to reveal to Daniel what would both comfort him and prepare him and God's people for what must happen in days to come. Rightfully so did the picture of world empires take the form of ravenous beasts. Has there ever been a world power that did not behave at some time in its history as brutal, thuggish, vainglorious, arrogant, and rapacious? Daniel saw first the symbol of the Babylonian kingdom, the winged lion, but its wings were torn off. The bear, an image of the ascendant Medo-Persian Empire, was at the gate of Babylon even as Daniel dreamed. It too would meet its end in the claws of the leopard, symbolizing the coming world conquest by Alexander 200 years in the future. This beast then set the stage for the fourth beast, an even more appalling mixture of cunning, ferocity, and devastation to dominate the world. That is, until the rightful ruler of the earth, the Son of Man of verses 13 to 14 in Daniel chapter 7, takes up his throne. The Son of Man is the earth's only hope. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.